to hold out my hand, try and find another way to make you understand that life is short. What you're looking for is a way to close the door on sad and loveless days. Sad and loveless days. You think that you'll find something inside by being with him. I'm just standing by, watching love die before it begins. Go and find another man to hold you till the dawn. And when you're lying next to me, I know I'm not the only one.
Hello?
What?
Is, are all the mics on? Okay, cool.
All the mics are on, but I don't know why we can
literally
hear
all
music.
The mics are on. Wait, what?
Why can we hear? Oh, because this is a preview. Do I have talkback?
Is the thing still on?
Hello.
I don't hear anything.
There's no music yet.
Oh, I could hear music. So I'm going to stop that.
That's crazy.
Whoa, that's insane. You can hear it, me?
No, I can hear you.
Okay, great. I think we're all on. Sorry, I got really confused.
We're on.
What?
Does mine work?
Yours works.
Are you on right now?
Yeah,
you're
you
on
are.
Right now. You're on air.
I can't tell.
Baby.
No, you so totally meta. Are.
All right,
totally
this is. Wild. Guys, this is, first this of all, this is a special episode.
This is a special episode. Happy Thanksgiving. Literally, we have three listeners right now. I know one of them is Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Shout out to Kate.
Shout out to Kate.
Yeah, I had one listener last time. And then it bumped up to 13.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Nick, when we started this show, we started out with 26 loyal listeners. We're dwindling. We're literally dwindling.
No, but it's a busy week.
It's a busy week. People aren't around to listen to our show. And that's okay.
But you don't need it. Yeah, you don't need that. Yeah. But this is DJ Nikki Jail with friends.
With friends.
And we're going to introduce all of them in a minute. And you are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford Tufts.
Freeform.
Radio.
Exclamation point.
So true.
We have, yeah, okay. First guest
first
of the
guest.
Night is my BFF for the rest of ever. From my hometown of Bristol, Rhode Island. Laura Thurb. Well, I don't know.
You're not gonna last
we're not,
name.
We can't. We're not supposed to last name first name.
First name last.
We'll
name.
We'll call her Laura T.
Doxing
you. Laura T. Laura. tell us about how old you are.
Tell
you,
us about how
where
old
you, where you
are.
Go. To, where you go to school?
But nothing too specific.
Yeah.
All right. I'm 20. Oh, 21.
I think you have to go closer to
Am
the
I
thing.
Not close enough? This thing is too small. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear yeah. you.
Okay. I'm 20. Almost 21.
That's insane.
February 1st. I guess.
She's an Aquarius.
Is that too much? And I go to UConn.
That's great.
That's my fun little moment.
You're an Aquarius? There. I'm yes. a Pisces. Is that near it?
Is that January?
That's near it. It's right next to it.
It's March.
Oh, Capricorn's after. Yeah, after January.
And, sorry, I just screamed into everyone's ear. Our next guests are really cool people.
Like, literally so cool.
And also our BFFs, M and Jill. And I'm sure you guys know who they are.
Like
they're big names
they
around
only,
Tufts.
They would only, our B-naps. Listeners would only know if we told them. Our loyal listeners.
No, I think anyone would know the name Jill and M.
Wow. Are we above ground?
Are we above
ground? You know, I was trying to remember what your little term was.
You know, it's actually not my term.
I know it's not your
term. Whose
term
is it?
It's, well, okay.
BNAT. Big name at Tufts.
I just don't even want it.
You heard it here first.
Big name at Tufts.
I've never heard of that.
BNAT.
I hadn't heard
what
of it.
What is that?
Mm, breaking news.
Kate Big says, you guys are being so annoying.
Kate.
I didn't get a text. Kate texted me.
She texted.
She actually texted everyone but you.
She did.
Do you not know I'm here, Kate?
She doesn't know you're here.
Kate's one of my roommates.
Kate, let me just say something classified. To you.
On Kate, air, as our loyal listener, public. Imagine if, like, normal radio shows did this, where they just, like, docked directly to a person.
Stop being immature.
Yeah, Kate, just, like, literally calm down.
Cut it out.
Just know that you're one of three listeners right now.
But what is everyone doing for Thanksgiving? Oh, I'm going home.
Me too.
I'm driving to Michigan.
And that's then Chicago.
Mm.
Long road trip with my mom. Road trip.
So
for Thanksgiving. And yep, no.
Well, personally, I'll be here. So if anyone wants to hang
with the
hit me
with
up
the BNet
at an address that I would drop, but
with the BNet,
but you cannot dox our house.
Redacted. Wasn't there a thing where everything was redacted?
What were we redacting? Was I redacting things?
Yeah.
No, that was.
It was the L.
I was redacting.
Swearing online.
You
on air.
No, it's illegal. We can play music with swears since we're late
we
at night.
Swear.
We're
and
in
we
safe
talk
harbor
about
hours.
Drugs and alcohol.
Don't talk.
You don't
about
do
them.
Drugs and alcohol.
Don't talk about them.
I've
literally
never
don't.
Heard of that.
Literally don't. those are the rules. That's what we tell callers.
Yeah.
Our
Soraya
one caller
called,
that we
Soraya
had.
Called in. It was really fun.
It was a blast.
Kate, so you guys should call in.
Maybe I'll call in next week.
Yeah.
What are you saying? We're actually here.
No. But I'm saying when you're too lazy to come here, call in.
I'll set a little alarm for 2 a.m.
Yeah. Listen, it's become a critical part of my schedule. I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
How about we, the guests, interview
us?
The head? Yeah.
Wait.
You're interviewing
us? Yeah,
ask
us some questions.
Can we ask you some questions?
Yeah.
Sounds like you prepared for this, Joel.
I don't.
Didn't prepare.
First question.
Your voices sound so crisp over.
Yeah,
this
I love
crisp.
It.
Crispy.
Emin, everyone's voice sounds nice.
What is your favorite part about the radio show?
My favorite part about the radio show is getting to spend time with my good friend Yael Srell. No, actually, I just like to.
You
come
said
on here.
You said I actually don't like spending time with you.
No, but in addition, in addition to that. I just like to have a fun time, just talking into the void. But the thing is, I actually think people are listening to me. You know, my like.
This man is delusional.
People are listening
yeah.
To
remember when we had like a? Remember when we were like, oh, they're gonna go back into the archive and listen to us.
First of all, I said they weren't gonna do that,
and
you said they might.
They might. They literally might. But the fun thing about this is, like, 20 years from now, we can
we
go
have
back
a little archive,
and we have a literal archive of all our like. Sounds.
Your sounds.
So
all of our sounds.
When I'm like 40 and actually have a life, I can go back and be like, why was I like ranting
kids.
About this? You know,
you're having such
this
a
is
laugh.
Journalism.
This is it's journaling. It's like a therapy. I don't know. That's why I like the
like,
radio.
Like Tufts Freeform Radio no longer exists on Shoutcast. Mm-hmm. It appeared for one time, and now it's literally.
Look up the WFMFO version, and it will always come up.
WM. I'm gonna hit advance. It literally, Nick, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
It's okay.
Well, we're just gonna say we have 22 listeners right
we
now.
We literally have at least that many, if not more.
What's that?
Wait,
most
right
you've
now?
Ever had?
The most we've ever had is 22.
Oh.
Was it 22?
It might have been 26.
I think it was 26.
Yeah.
Not to inflate our numbers, but I think it was 26.
This is
fun.
Yeah, why do you like the radio show?
Why do I like the radio show? I do think that it's just, like, the silliest thing ever that I could do during my week.
Mm.
It's, like, a little alternate reality where we go and do this little show for an hour, and then we, like, go our little separate ways. And it's just this little, like, bloop, 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 bloop.
Your little separate ways back to the house that you share.
Well, yes. But I don't see Nick that much during the week, so...
Yeah, we don't.
This is, like, a little power hour.
It's
of just craziness. Of craziness. Whoa. I just knocked into that. So, yeah. I have myself a laugh every week.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
So you guys play any music on here, or who's chat?
No, we play
like an average of 4 to 5 songs.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone gets a song. Jill played Liz by Remy Wolf.
Literally.
Coincidentally,
Liz.
Me and Laura.
Coincidentally.
Me and Laura were literally just listening to Liz, the live version on YouTube. Right before we came here.
Right now, we can only listen to Nick's liked songs. It's like literally so upsetting. It's a Wi-Fi issue. Wait, Nick, not to put you on blast on air, but I do need to know your password. Your computer password.
Wow.
Maybe you should just walk over.
Nick, don't.
I can do it, probably.
Yeah, capital. Okay. Laura. She knows me so well.
just hometown but, best friend things.
But
so good. Like, for our listeners that can't see,
Laura
just unlocked Nick's computer.
Remember when I unlocked that? I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to tell the story.
My safety deposit. Mm-hmm, yeah. I give like 2 hints, and it took him a while, but he did it. It was like a 3-digit code thing.
Yeah.
Very Nick, proud of you.
On a scale of 1 to 10, the Wi-Fi is at a 1 right now.
Yeah, no, my computer is always being weird.
I guess we just have to chat. I guess we literally just have to talk.
Okay, ready? On air poll, call in if you think I should go to Portuguese class tomorrow at 9:30.
First of all, no.
No one's gonna call
in. Only call in if you think that he should.
Yeah.
You need to add the content.
If you think that he shouldn't, don't do anything.
I'll give you guys a minute. And if you call in, then I'll go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right,
I agree with Laura. I think you should like give context behind like.
But there's only 4 people in this class.
Okay, there's 4 people.
First of all, save Tufts Portuguese.
It's every time I go on air, it's always save Tufts Portuguese. Every time.
Literally, if I'm not saying save Tufts Portuguese, like what am I doing on air? How do you get rid of
an entire language department?
They said, go off, Nick. I don't want to do that anymore.
Refer to like the last 3 episodes where I ranted about this.
Say literally save,
but just
say
it's tough Portuguese.
That's actually
it's looking. The prognosis is bad.
Oh my god.
So far.
That's so insane that they just
yeah.
They're acting like it's nothing. Just getting rid of Tufts Portuguese.
Nick, can you speak about what Portuguese like means to you?
What does Portuguese mean to me?
Really, like the class and the department. I feel like it's like added a lot to your Tufts experience. And I think
what if the dean is listening right now?
If
James Glazer.
Wait.
Glazer.
Why was I going to say James Blake? That's a famous artist.
We should play a song by M. Had a good song by James Blake and SZA.
Well,
we played it before though.
If only I could play anything.
Anyway. Yeah, guys. #, save Tufts Portuguese.
Literally.
I need to answer Jill's question. What does Tufts Portuguese mean to me? I don't know. It's just a chance where I get to learn the language. And I've grown up with Portuguese around me.
So true.
And I've heard it a lot. And my dad's family's from Portugal, Azores. So it's been fun to just learn how to speak it. And I don't know, I just feel connected to it. So I like to learn
it. Last fall, I had to film one of Nick's Portuguese videos. And he looked so funny.
I did look funny right in front of Hodge.
I just think that he should be allowed to have more of those moments. Because they really made me laugh.
No, for Portuguese class, we're always filming some video.
He was talking about Hodge.
Recording some thing.
Bon comida.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I actually FaceTimed my girl, Tayana.
Oh, Tayana.
From Brazil this morning in the middle of a Tampa cafe. It was fun. Yeah.
You FaceTimed
her? We talked about Black Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know...
Boa noite.
Segunda sexta-feira. Segunda sexta-preta is Black Friday in Portuguese.
Demasiado.
Yeah. Crazy.
Literally insane.
But, yeah.
Have you gotten to talk to any of your Portuguese family in Portuguese since taking Portuguese?
Have you told them to save Tufts Portuguese?
not really. Just because.
You said, I won't have a chat.
I'm a little afraid. But I should have a talk with my aunt. But their accents are really weird. Like, they're just not the Brazilian accent I'm used to, so it's also hard to talk to them.
Portuguese.
Yeah. But I should do that. I'm going to do that over winter break. I've also gotten a lot better since taking that this semester, so I feel more comfortable talking to them.
Saves Tufts Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, Nick, I realized that I could just quit Spotify right now as we're not playing music.
And reload it. Literally. Speaking of music, who has listened to Adele's new album?
I was literally queuing Easy on Me.
Oh, you're going to queue Easy on Me?
You
should do one of the new ones.
That one.
But I just like, that one makes me cry.
But there's so many new ones.
It's Love is a fine. Love is a Game. It's walking down the street and I'm like.
Wait, I like the Night Street.
Oh, the parking one.
The parking one.
Yeah.
What was the wine?
Street parking.
There's the wine one too. The wine one's good. I love Adele. Laura, have you listened to?
I've listened to a couple. Yeah. I don't remember which one.
Which just your favorite, like Adele song, like period?
I don't know.
Nick, I think the Wi-Fi is literally broken. Like I'm throwing
it. Adele and Taylor Swift's new albums are making me like revisit when I was little, and these albums came out like 22 and 21, and I'm like, wow, my perception of that age was so wild, and now I'm like, wow. Yeah. They did that when they were this age.
Literally, it's crazy. It is crazy. They had so much angst.
So
and now they're 30.
And Adele's 30. Oh, yeah, and what is Taylor Swift?
I think we looked it up.
30?
I think.
30-something.
Should we Google?
Is she millennial? She's a millennial.
Definitely. I love millennials.
We love that for her, though.
No, we do. Yeah, are you figuring out Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
So, guys.
Taylor Swift is 31.
I guess we're going to have to sing for you. Just kidding. What if we but I really like Adele. I listen to her all the time.
Such an original thought.
Yeah, I know.
How many are you looking up Sam Smith? Oh, thank God, it's literally loading. Adele?
Yeah.
Which one?
I like Love is a Game. But
Love is a Game.
Okay. That's like a 6-minute ballad.
Wow. So 6 minutes.
You guys are
long.
All into that.
We'll commit.
We commit in team?
I mean, sure.
If you have any, we can.
Maybe we'll have some better content for you all after 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It'll be so good. Okay. Well,
thanks
on
for
that
listening
note,
to our rant.
On that note.
Love is a Game by Adele. Literally, Love is a new Game album. By Adele. Anyone want to get any last words?
I'm actually.
Okay. You don't.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing. All your expectations of my love are impossible. Surely you know that I'm not easy to hold. It's so sad how incapable of learning to grow I am. My heart speaks in puzzling codes. I've been trying my whole life to solve. God only knows how I've cried. I can't take another defeat. A next time would be the ending of me. Now that I see the love. I am fooling the bore of me to fall for the lies that I tell, the dream that I sell. When heartache, it's inevitable. Should anything about it be fair? When love is a game for fools to play, and I am fooling, what a cool thing to self-inflict that pain. Love is a game.
Well, if you aren't screaming and throwing up after that song, get out.
Literally get out. Literally stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Love
is a game.
Should I do a PSA now?
Do a PSA. Oh, for context, Jill, Laura.
We do have to do PSAs.
We have to, because we are a public radio, a radio that serves
literally
the public good.
Public service.
We have to do a PSA.
Announcement.
Sounds good.
I have to find a good one, though.
So we look through this giant Bible.
How long have these PSAs?
They're
like literally millions of years.
No, like how...
They've been here for
so
long.
So they don't... That's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's ones about like dried fruit.
Yeah.
Light bulbs.
Are there like updated ones or no?
Yeah, would you say they're relevant?
Like relevant.
Yeah.
Current ones.
No texting and driving.
Relevant.
Relevant.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Eat safe dried sex. Fruit. Relevant.
Yeah, it's still relevant, I think, to anyone's life.
Yeah, I'm lives. Still. I'm
you should
still
do one like that's Thanksgiving. Like, don't like, leave the turkey too long.
That,
in the
if
oven.
You think that they are, yes, they don't any leave the turkey too long. Order, in any sort of order, you'd.
Does that make any sense?
Don't leave the turkey too long in the oven. Did, my grandma always used turkey. To. So we put stuffing in the turkey. But
as
the danger,
as you stuff it?
This is a PSA, the danger, as we we stuff the turkey with stuffing. And if you don't cook the turkey long enough, then like the bacteria from the like cavity of the turkey
literally
can like still be in the stuffing if you don't like cook it at a higher temperature enough. What? So she's always like, we need to keep it in.
Oh my God.
Just so that.
Well, I imagine dying from stuffing.
Yeah.
I hate that
my,
you
used
the word cavity.
My,
okay. I also, I have a PSA for you guys. Whoa. For you guys. It's called, It Only Takes a Moment. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. And then it says, pause. Felt good, huh?
It did.
Of course. They don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And the more you know, right?
The little more. And you know where I thought that was going to go? Like, take a moment. Meditate.
No, there's one that's like, go outside.
And it
this
just
one
turned into
just be
a dad.
A dad? It was
a dad
literally
ad.
A dad ad. Shout out to my dad who will listen to this. Both my parents
yeah,
will
no,
listen
I
to
really
this.
Appreciate Yael's dad and Yael's mom. Incredible amounts for being real ones and listening to this.
Literally,
that's really sweet.
They listened this to it last week,
dad
and I
was really cute.
I was not
even. They even listened to just me ramble. So that's
Nick,
that's
do
sweet.
Do
no,
they know about it? Do they
my
know
mom knows about it. She texted me frantically one day. You have a radio show.
how did she find out?
I don't know.
but she'd be a bit concerned about that.
She, yeah, she's not gonna be up for listening to this.
She could listen. She could.
No,
the
she
archives.
Could. Who knows? My dad could listen to this. He's randomly up at 2 in the morning, looking on his iPad.
Literally
he's
on his
iPad.
When I think of my
he's
dad,
an iPod dad.
I think
iPad
of him dad on the couch in my mud room.
Your mud room.
Just sleeping there with his iPad.
And the couch isn't big enough.
He is an iPad dad.
It's weird. It's yeah, that. He just sleeps on this couch.
He loves that couch.
He loves that couch. I come home
house
in the middle of the night and I open the door and I see him on the couch. I'm like,
every
okay
time we have to leave, we have to like awkwardly be mm-hmm really quiet. He's like fast asleep and it's right by the door.
His iPad's so like on his chest.
So true.
No.
I'm going to take a picture. Send it to you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's so beautiful.
Topic of conversation.
Are we doing presidents?
Should I
go
with the president?
Let's do
what if
persimmon
we have like a gratitude moment?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because in the spirit of Thanksgiving and giving thanks.
Wow.
Say
that's
one.
That's so much. So that's just as fun as talking about the president.
Okay, personally, I'm thankful for persimmons and the president conversation we had earlier.
Which is gonna we're
it's
don't
gonna
and don't
it's
think
gonna
we're
research
gonna that's gonna be swept under the rug.
Whoa, I have some insane seed in my mouth.
Just a tiny thing you're thankful for. We don't have to get into it.
I'm gonna do two things. Yeah. Thankful for nature. Love that, Betty.
Yeah.
And
totally.
No, I'm not grateful for when Nick didn't trade with me to Catan tonight. He stopped. He didn't give me anything.
Catan.
I don't know how to play Catan.
I'm thankful for Catan.
Very thankful for Catan.
Yeah, no.
Nobody will show me how to play Catan.
I won the Catan game.
Won
fair
Catan
and square.
Game. Fair and square. But there was some ganging up on me.
There was no
ganging
that
up.
Was such
you
a
know
what?
You
no,
were such a petty
no
bee. I won't say the word.
We're dividing that largest army, and you knew
she,
it was mine.
She actively was moving the the robber in the game, which steals your resources, to places that did not help her in any so way.
No, no, no. It was just
to just
use,
move
no.
it onto
Can
me.
I guess, no, I was just doing it to use
you're petty.
My.
No, you're petty.
Not because I'm petty.
End of conversation.
I was doing it to use my largest army card because I was fighting because I knew you also had this card. So I was chasing you.
Mm.
And I lost.
And you could have put it on someone who was winning.
No, it was on M. And then I wanted to put on you and Laura because you guys are next. It's two and two.
I knew that you guys would get lost in the pettiness. And so I rose above.
Right.
It was easy.
Right.
You did it to yourselves.
Congrats.
You're your own worst enemy.
They did it. Wow. No, I wasn't my own worst enemy.
And you were your best enemy.
I was my best enemy. These people sitting right next to me, those are my enemies. And they...
You wow. called us BFFs, like, literally.
Yeah,
like,
but you're my enemy, Catan.
Oh, true.
And Jill,
I
you,
just want to learn how to play.
Against me in that game.
I just want to learn how to play.
It's We're so going to... We should
have... We should have a learning night.
Let's have a learning night.
Like, literally whenever.
And Becca Gable. Shout out to... Not...
Oh, not like, you're the only person you first name, last name. And it's not even, like...
Not even, like... Becca. Is really also into Catan, and she wants to start a Catan club.
That's so lit.
Fun. We should play with her sometime.
We should.
We should play Catan on the radio show. That would be
live commentary.
That would actually probably have to get heavily redacted.
Yeah.
20 minutes redacted. Each move, contemplating your next move.
Yeah. Laura, what are you grateful for?
My friends and all the books I read.
That's
so
sweet. So
true.
So
Laura is an avid. AVID reader.
Wait, today, because we got really good ramen and we were in Harvard Square, and then we went to the Harvard bookstore. Bookstore. And Laura, can you share how many books you've read this year?
51.
That's insane.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Bookworm.
A lot of them were like rom-coms.
Crazy.
So I did finish them pretty fast.
A lot
That's
of them are
insane.
Sticky fantasies.
I don't, like, the amount of books I've read for pleasure this week, maybe, this week. This year, maybe two, maybe three.
Do you have a favorite this year?
I'll have to get back to you.
What's your favorite fantasy one of the year?
Of the year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I haven't read that many fantasy this year. Kind of bad.
Really?
Let's look. Let's pull up the Goodreads.
You know what I said on Goodreads? I said I'd read 20 books this year. You know what, how much I read? Three.
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 What was your favorite, Nick?
You have till December.
My favorite book that I read this year?
I read Cersei. I still have your
Cersei. I love Cersei.
I know. I have your book.
I love Cersei. Was one of my favorite books.
I love The Illuminae Files. That was sci-fi fantasy. That was my favorite this year.
Well, what about the one that you really liked?
Which one?
And I think you'd like this one more.
Oh, Project Hail Mary.
Yeah.
I forgot that this
Wait,
that
is
was
it
this year.
By Andy Weir?
Andy Weir. That, yeah. Okay, I take it back.
Yeah.
That was my favorite one. That was sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who wrote The Martian. My favorite.
Wow.
I fake read the book. I listen to it on audiobook every night to fall asleep to it. So I would miss like 20 minutes every night because I would fall asleep. But
I love a good podcast to fall asleep to.
Is this
on
for
planes? That's my go-to.
People just be chatting in my ear and I'd be falling asleep.
I hope we're a podcast for someone. You know?
Should we play our own podcast to put ourselves to sleep?
Yeah, I'll just listen to
it.
It
would
archives.
Keep me awake.
I
would be listening in depth.
Yeah, what are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for like a good piece of fruit.
Yeah.
Like I hadn't gone grocery shopping in like weeks. And I got some really nice berries.
What kind of berries?
I got cherries and strawberries.
I love
cherries. Berries?
Right?
I don't know.
I feel like they're
they have a seed?
So close.
That just has their fruit, though.
What is that? Well, that's the classification
that's for
a fruit.
Fruit, not a berry.
Don't they have to grow in a bush?
They have a seed. Everything's a seed.
Do berries have to grow in a bush?
I feel like that is the only...
Call in right now if anyone's a...
If
berry
anybody
expert and knows what
if anybody knows the deets about berries.
Should I go around and name the fruits they ate today?
I ate cherries and strawberries.
That.
Well, Nick hasn't said what he's grateful for.
Oh yeah.
Just do both.
Yeah, do
I'll do both. What my favorite fruit is?
No, what you ate today.
Oh, what fruit I ate today. I'm grateful for the cheap prices at Tamper, I think.
Wow.
They're really like they have an avocado toast there for $5.
Yeah.
$5.
But
that's
at the
crazy.
Same time, I paid $5 for my latte.
True.
But the food.
The food is great.
Has anybody had an egg on the mash?
Great.
Gazzy. Literal gazzy.
So shout out to Tampa for keeping it real and keeping it affordable.
This is actually, this is a public service announcement. Yeah. Are we allowed to plug businesses on this?
I think so. It's a small business.
Tampa Cafe.
We always plug small business.
And local.
Support.
And shout out to Saba.
Literally shout out to Saba.
Oh, she works there.
She gave me free banana. She gave me banana bread right after you left. I was like, I need to give this to Em. She was literally wanting to buy banana bread.
And you didn't give it to her.
I have it in my bag. Oh. We can split it tomorrow.
You're cute.
Yeah.
That's insane. I'm literally so excited for the berries I'm gonna eat when I get home, and I have to pack. You know, my parents are going to listen to this, and they're going to say, it's 3 in the morning, you leave at 10, you haven't packed, and I'm going to say no. But that's okay, because they'll listen to it in the future. So they won't know that I hadn't packed until just now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for real.
For real. I truly have not a single thing packed. I don't even have a bag out. And that's going to be something that gets solved by the morning.
It will.
It literally will.
And you and your cutie patootie boyfriend are going to make their way down to the Big Apple.
When you put it like that, it sounds a bit silly.
Yeah.
But more or less, that is what I will be doing.
Those are literally her plans. And in terms of fruit I've eaten today, I've had fruit juice. Mango Orange by Simply Orange.
I know you had...
is the best juice.
We are like endorsing a lot of things today.
And I think my ritual is just going to be having a pill of vitamin D with some mango orange.
Every morning. Fat glass of juice. That juice reminded me that I wanted orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there anywhere I could get like a juice right now? Like, I'm either craving like straight orange or like lemonade.
Remember when we walked?
Do you have crunch? Whoa. Do you have country time?
I do have country time.
I will be getting some of that when we get back.
Go grab it.
It's the country time lemonade. Nick and I like it.
Did you all really ever good. Do lemonade stands?
Yeah.
No.
You know what I did
not
once, too? An Oreo stand.
I lived
stand.
In a building.
I did an Oreo stand.
Why did I not know about this?
I sold people Oreos.
How much?
He was such an entrepreneur.
50 cents an Oreo.
Okay, let's do some math on this. Like, what's a pack of Oreos?
50. I feel
like 50.
Yeah.
And how much does that cost?
I could make.
You make $25. $25
that is
such an expensive Oreo.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was scamming people left
you
and right.
Literally, you were being such a. Did
they were
you
double
keep
stuffed,
the money?
Though. Yeah, I kept the money.
Oh my god! It didn't even like go to charity.
No,
was just,
I just did
was
on the
just
corner of my
overselling
street.
Oreos.
Remember when you wanted anytime to sand?
Oh, I know that was a dream. That was a dream.
That's Nick, I'm not over that. That's so funny.
Yeah.
You were literally just like a little scamming child.
How old were you?
Would kids buy it or were people?
My neighbors. So they would entertain me in my Oreo stand.
That's so cute. Did you make a sign?
Yeah, I was just like the little Oreo.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was cute. Me and my brother.
You probably didn't even pay for the Oreo pack to begin with. So
no.
You just made a profit.
We just grabbed it from the like, house. It was just like
they're probably
unlimited
like half opened
rent.
Like Oreos. We were like, all right, who wants an Oreo?
Anybody who's in oil and energy, rent seeking behavior.
Capitalism.
Capitalism.
Extreme rents. You're like the oil industry right now, Nick. I've had enough of that. Ugh.
How'd the exam go?
Who knows? I get it back by Wednesday. So that's either tomorrow or Wednesday.
Good luck.
Literally, it's going to be a hoot.
Good
a
luck
hoot
to you.
And a half.
And unluck.
Unluck.
To some.
And an unluck to all.
And an unluck to all. Anyway.
In a very real note, I've realized the sheer volume of papers that I need to write in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And I'm sweating a little bit.
I would be.
I have a 20 to 25 page paper. I have a 15 page paper. I have an 8 page paper, 1.5 spaced. So that's 11 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 5 to 7 page paper. And I'm going to have to write all of those. And I just am so horrified.
Yeah. I mean, it takes me an hour to write one word, so...
College is no joke after December 1st.
It's literally so sad. The sun sets and you.
The sun is constantly setting.
It's always setting on you.
I don't even
you.
Know what you want to do with
the
that.
The sun is always setting.
I don't know what that means. But.
The sun is so fleeting. Shout out to December 21st for being the winter solstice, and then it starts to get warm. Like, not warmer, but it starts to get lighter out again. That's the shortest day of the year.
I feel like that's the fakest date ever, because they're like, it's the shortest day of the year. It just gets better, but it really doesn't. It doesn't get better until, like, April, I've been told.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
But, like...
It doesn't get better.
Makes you feel better.
No, and but it makes you feel better to know that...
Some people do. Some people need to check their privilege.
Some people will be abroad.
About abroad. I'm kidding.
Literally abroad.
Sorry.
No, I'm jelly.
But y'all will
I'm
be jelly.
Me. I'm jelly.
But we're all going to be here.
We will.
You're going to keep the radio show up?
Yeah.
Like, I'll call, it'll be at a normal time.
Maybe it will be at a normal time.
For
maybe
me, we don't know. We don't know what time our radio show will be next year. I mean, not next semester.
Next time. But next year.
Nick, my schedule next semester is going to be jam-packed.
How many classes?
I'm taking 5 classes. I actually got into the classes that I wanted to. I didn't think I was going to.
Good.
I actually also had to enroll during one of my sync shifts, which was less than ideal. Because everyone had to wait, because we were both enrolling. Yeah. It was me and Grace
Grace Rhubarb.
Grace Rhubarb. That's not even discreet at all.
As we've been sitting here, I counted the fruits I ate today. Does anyone want to take a guess?
Three,
yeah.
More. You know me, Nick.
Five.
Oh,
wait,
let me,
types or
PSA,
number?
PSA.
Public types. Service announcement.
Public
M
service
is the most herbivorous girl in the world and eats like 10 apples a day.
That's insane.
With like some grain
that's a
and
dramatic.
Like. Well, yeah.
That's insane.
Let's try and name them all.
Okay.
Let's see.
Apple, things we've seen today.
Persimmon.
Amazon
blueberry,
on a persimmon
apple.
Phase. You had blueberry. Oh, yeah, the blueberries.
That's all I saw today, personally, with my eyes.
A banana.
Are you counting avocado?
A banana.
Banana.
Did you have avocado?
Avocado. She had
avocado.
Avocado.
Wait, are you saying...
I did have a banana.
Banana.
Yeah, Elle knows my oatmeal habits.
So
shout out to
true.
So we're at 5.
What a diverse spread.
I also had a cutie. Actually, like, 2 cuties.
Wow.
I love cuties. I would eat a cutie.
And a couple grapes.
This is my chair.
Yeah, I was like,
7
who is
types
walking
of fruit.
In the room?
What's that rule? Like, how many cups of fruit? You
one
have
one apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah, no, not that, but so like true. That for sure. Definitely do that. But like, you know, like we grew up, like we learned, like you had the little plate with all like what you should have on it, and like the amount of fruit you should have every day was like 4 cups of fruit or something. 5
four
types
cups
of fruit.
Fruit.
That's a lot of fruit.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like you eat 5 types
of
fruits and vegetables.
I've never heard of this.
No, this is something sure. I was like, yeah.
Look it up.
I think of it more as like a meal, though.
I had a piece of persimmon. That's all I had.
I had some cherries and strawberries.
I had some avocado, too.
I had an incredible breakfast and lunch today.
A tamper.
Which was actually, like, if anybody else saw it, it would be like, that's okay. But I was, like, so into it today.
You had
an incredible lunch. I had an incredible breakfast and lunch.
What, can you tell us
about it?
Yeah.
In depth.
So, breakfast is a little bit of Greek yogurt. Then I have my really yummy new granola, and then I have strawberries, and then on the side I have cherries, and there's also honey on it.
Wow.
And it was just so delectable. I was having the best time. And
that
then
crazy good.
And then for lunch, I kept on the dairy theme, and I had half a block of goat cheese, but it was like herbed goat cheese, so it had little herbs on it. And then I have these really yummy
crackers.
Pecan craisin crackers.
Oh, sounds good.
So combo with that, and then side of cherries. And these cherries they're like Rainier cherries, so they're really
the
light.
Yellow
yeah,
ones?
They're the
yeah,
yellow ones.
I see.
So that just added like so much like brightness to my meal.
I love cherries.
And then for dinner, Haley and I made tofu and baby broccoli, and it was actually really good.
Yum.
So I've had a really good eating day. To be honest,
we should do something.
Should we play one more song and then see ourselves out?
Yeah.
Or like do a little outro? Because I'm realizing, I'm just looking at the clock right now, and I'm realizing that time is flying.
Time flies when you're time having...
literally flies when you're having fun. You're listening to yourself talk. So we've played exactly two songs this
Wait,
week.
Guys. Poll. Before we go. Do you think I look like the villager?
Yeah. I was actually saying... I was thinking...
Because I put that in.
You look like a silly little man.
Yeah. I think I look
Which
like
you are. Him. You are a silly little man.
Did you take that photo of your background?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, that's cute. What type of camera you take that on? Because it says, like, the date. It looks like one of those, like, cameras.
I don't know what kind of
it's
camera
really beautiful. Where is that?
It's in Colorado.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Shout out to M.
From being from there.
From embodying Colorado.
Literally.
For embodying Colorado.
She bodies.
She bodies Colorado. Colorado. Laura, my hacker.
Oh, password.
She's such a hacker.
That's a really good
Nick's laptop is covered in snakes.
So many snakes.
It's literally insane. Okay, so this is Jumpin' by John Doe.
I like your song.
I've been playing it a lot, so now everyone else will hear it, and that's pretty cool. Okay, we'll be back.
BRB. Hey.
Hey. We're literally back. Welcome to our channel.
Welcome to our vlog.
This is actually not a vlog. This is just a log.
It's a...
The OG.
It's an analog.
It's just a log.
What's an analog?
It's, like, not digital. I don't know how to describe it as, like, what it is in a positive way, but I know that it's just the opposite of digital.
Okay. We're not digital.
We're on sonic. The airwaves, baby.
We're sonic, beep, boop, baby. Beep,
boop. Literally supersonic.
I love Sonic. Did anyone watch the Sonic the Show?
Did anybody have the Sonic game app on your iPod Touch?
No.
Because I did, and it was really hard.
Ugh, I loved Sonic. It was such a fun show.
It gives me, like, very specific vibes.
Mm-hmm, it does. It's like Sega, no? That was the company? Sega?
Yeah.
Is that, like, an offshoot of Nintendo or no?
I think they're a competitor, probably.
Oh, wait, no.
I don't know. Someone's going to have to look that up later.
Yeah.
What do you play Sonic on?
I feel like it was just, right? Like, tangentially related to Mario.
Like, no.
Sonic and Mario, like, for the Olympics, you ever play that game?
No.
It was just all the Sonic characters versus all the Mario characters. And there it was, like, a Wii game.
Nintendo.
Yeah. I don't know. But someone does.
So they're competing game franchises.
Oh, really?
I'm reading. Whoa, console wars. This is a war. In the video game industry, a console war describes the competition between two or more video game console manufacturers in trying to achieve better consumer sales through more advanced console technology. It improves selection of video games and general marketing around their consoles.
Wow. Consoles. For someone out there, that's like their whole life.
Yeah. Console war.
Yeah.
Literally console war.
Console war.
Like, but that's the thing. Sega and Nintendo engaged in console combat.
Well, they collaborated because they have
console
video game together.
Console combat collab? That's insane.
They said, let's take the high road.
I don't know I don't know if they took the high road. Oh.
I don't think they did.
You see, the console warfare ended when a new player, Sony, entered and disrupted the console space. So. Wow.
Good for you, Sony.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Literally good for you. Wow. I learned a lot about...
Gaming.
You know, Console Wars is a documentary from CBS.
I'm going to have to not check that out.
You're not going to check out Console Wars?
We only have 30 seconds left.
30 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Everyone, oh my outro, God. Say your...
Bye, my name is Yael.
You have to sing bye.
I'm not singing bye.
Bye, my name
is Laura. I said that her name was Laura, but
One, two, three. Bye,
this was
Jill and M.
Wow, that
must have been confusing. We said each other's names.
That's so true.